Hello everyone, I hope you're enjoying this live stream. I was wondering if we could take a few minutes just to consider the topic of the love of God. You know, often when we think of love, we can say it's one thing to say I love you, but it's another thing to prove it and to demonstrate that love. And so the Bible tells us about God's love. It tells us that he does love us. It says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so God tells us about his love, but he also has proved it. And so maybe we could read a few verses that demonstrate that. In Romans chapter 5, it says in verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." And then in verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So that really shows the strength and the power of his love, in that he sent his Son into this world to die for us while we were without strength and while we were yet sinners. We were enemies of God, and he sent his Son to show how much he loved us still, so that he could be our substitute and bear the judgment that we rightfully deserved, being sinners. There's another verse in 1 John chapter 3 along the same lines. Verse 16, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." So we can see demonstrated in what the Lord Jesus did at the cross, we see demonstrated his love for us. We see the Father's love demonstrated in sending his only begotten Son. That's something that would be very difficult for you or I to do for an enemy, to give our own son or our own daughter, or even a sister or a brother or a parent, to sacrifice someone and to certain death, all for an enemy, someone that hates you. That was the situation with what God did for you and I. We were enemies by nature and by practice, sinners, short of the glory of God. We were unrighteous, haters of God, backstabbers, and yet God sent his only begotten Son into this world to demonstrate how strong his love really is, that he would go to such lengths to win us, to win our affections, to cause us to turn to him and to appreciate what he's done for us. There's another verse in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." So he sent his Son to be the Savior. Here we are in our sins by nature, and yet the Lord Jesus went to the cross and paid the price for those sins. He paid the price because of his great love for you and I. And there's another reason why he had to pay that price, because not only is God love, but God is light. And that means he is righteous and he is holy, and sin must be punished. And you and I are sinners. And so, in order to show his love to you and I, he had to punish his only Son. He sent his Son into this world to go to the cross, and there he suffered. He was forsaken of God. He could say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Think of it. This is the Son of God, the creator of the universe, the one who holds your very breath that you're breathing right now. He sacrificed himself for you, and he was forsaken of God on account of your sins, on account of my sins. And that work was so complete and so perfect. The Son of God was perfect, sinless, blameless, not a speck of sin within or without. There was nothing that could tempt him to sin. He didn't have a sin nature like you and I have. And yet, he suffered the consequences of sin to show how much he loved you and me. And now he says, whosoever will may come. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You're a sinner, but you don't have to perish. You can pass from death unto life and experience the love of God for yourself.